in here with Major, Major, Major right now.
Yes, we're here with Major, Major, Major in studio. What's up?
How's it going? Hey, guys. Song's called Scream Queen, and we are Major, Major, Major.
She goes, blood and gets splattered on the floor. She comes forward, she goes. Every guy that she knows. She comes forward, she goes. Better lock all of your doors. She comes forward, she goes. She comes forward, she goes. All the cliches.
This is DJ Hells, and I'm here with Chocolate Charlie. We are both here with Major, Major, Major. We're here with Adrian and Andrew, and that was Scream Queen.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So,
I love that song, man. That was really cool.
Appreciate it.
Could you describe who you're talking about in that song?
I guess my obsession with horror films and Scream Queens.
What's your favorite horror film?
It's my favorite horror film of all time. Well,
Don't get him started on this one.
Probably not. The Exorcist is my favorite horror film, but that doesn't really have a Scream Queen in it. It's hard to think of a... I guess I like the Scream Queens and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
Because I think they, yeah.
Do you watch these movies that have come out lately, such as like Paranormal? Do you watch that?
I actually haven't seen Paranormal Activity.
Never?
That sounds terrible. Yeah. I like really prefer bad horror movies a lot of the time. So I see the bad straight to video movies. I love Evil Dead.
That's such a good movie.
Yeah.
That's a really cool movie.
Evil Dead 2 is my favorite. But,
yeah. What is the one where they do like the comedy of it?
Army of Darkness.
Yes, I love that. That's so funny. But I always forget the name of it.
Yeah, it's great. It's classic. Bruce Campbell's amazing. My heroes. So.
What inspired Major to form?
Well, actually, we've been a band for a long time. Actually, before Andrew technically.
Yeah, I've only been in a band for 2 years. Coming in December. Yeah.
But we became a different band with Andrew. On board, and Jeff, who is our bass player for the album that we have, our EP. So we started more, I guess, garage rock, garage pop, and now I don't know what.
And would you
call
consider
it?
I actually looked up on your Facebook. You consider it art pop? Is that?
Yeah, I think with the four members, I think it's kind of taking a different direction, more of a punk direction. What did I say?
It's taking a punk direction.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, got distracted, guys.
We had to play a little punk for a second.
So it's taking more of a punk direction, especially.
Yeah, we were a lot poppier as a four-piece.
Yeah, we were very poppy.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a lot of guitar noise and stuff like that, and some ambient elements.
So what was the band like before Andrew came in?
Before Andrew, like I said, like garage
okay,
pop,
sorry.
Garage rock, just really simple songs, not really arranged. I think we take arrangement a lot more seriously now, and really try to make the songs kind of stick out. And I think we're a little quirkier, I would say, rhythmically and with content. I feel like the content was pretty not as consistent before. It was more just like whatever I felt like writing, and now I get really obsessed about certain things, and it's pretty, they're all satirical lyrics and all really ridiculous, about ridiculous, obscene, kind of morbid topics.
Do you ever talk about like maybe entertainment references, maybe political or ever?
As far as political, no, not really. Not so much. They're mainly like social references.
Oh, okay.
Scream Queen, for instance, is about somebody who is obsessed with a Scream Queen actress and can't kind of decipher what's real and what's not. And
yeah.
Oh,
is obsessed, I guess, turned on sexually by hunting this person down and killing them. So.
Oh, that is fantastic. That is a great moral to the story.
That's cool.
Basically, I think it's really funny to write poppy, catchy songs and have really disturbing topics.
Like negative consonants.
Can you,
that's so cool.
Can you describe your writing process and how you pretty much come up with this music and what inspires you to make the music that you do?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe both of y'all can talk about this.
As like arrangement, I think that we both kind of work on that together. And I'll usually bring in a song and then we'll just kind of work it out.
Yeah, usually like Adrian pitches songs in practice and I just kind of come up with ideas as we play them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do much as far as like writing the music or the lyrics. I just kind of make parts to his music.
Mm-hmm.
So you just make parts and like look pretty.
Yeah, that's it. That's why.
But yeah, the drum, the rhythmic aspect is like the, well, now it's only two of us, so it would have to be 50% of the music. But no, it's a pretty important element, keeping it upbeat and stuff like that. Keeping it heavy. Andrew hits the drums really, really hard. Caveman back there. So,
take this compliment.
But as far as the songwriting process, I kind of, every time I write a song, I feel like it's the first time I've ever done it. I just don't really know where to start, but somehow I start. I don't know. That sounds really strange.
Do you just get information? Not information, but do you just get inspiration from anything, like something that pretty much strikes a chord in your heart?
I don't know. It's a good question. Sometimes it's hard to pinpoint what I'm inspired by.
Yeah.
Usually it's music first. Usually I'm writing a jam first and then write the lyrics afterward. But lately I've actually been experimenting with writing music to the rhythm of lyrics that I'll write.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really turned on by like irony and stuff like that, and really making a contrast between the music and what I'm saying.
You seem very into English, like pretty much the subject in English in school, like because you bring up all these English topics and like, I don't know.
Charlie's like a psychology major.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It's funny because he's a Spanish major.
I'm actually a Spanish major.
That is pretty funny. But and also, I was just saying about the music, because I'm a musician as well. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people want me to force me to make music. Like we want you to be creative. Like they want to sit me down and mm-hmm. then write stuff. But as a musician, I've never thought of it as. I never want to force anything. Have you ever been forced, or do you just pretty much let it come naturally?
I'm a music minor, so I'm forced to write music all the time. But I like it. I mean, anything. I think what makes good music is certain challenges, and that's what I try to challenge myself in writing a poppy song with morbid lyrics, because it's not really easy necessarily. I mean, it sounds, the lyrics that I write sometimes are so ridiculous. And usually I write like six verses to like one song before I even realize what I want to talk about or what I want to write about.
That makes a lot of sense. I've heard that before, where I used to know a girl that she used to be in classes writing like not lyrics, but poetry. Mm-hmm. But like she just wrote it down, just whatever it was. She wasn't really trying to have a subject to it. She's writing it down. But at the end, like after she's done with the whatever she's made, she mm-hmm. really understands what it means then. Like mm-hmm. she can put a subject to it and like put a meaning to it.
I think a lot of times when you free write, there's a lot of great subconscious things that you wouldn't pick up, right off the bat.
Most definitely.
I want to ask one question and then like kind of go into song if y'all don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm wondering, what do y'all do whenever you're not writing music or performing?
That's a good question. Going to school.
Yeah, school.
Where do y'all go to school?
We both go to UT in Austin.
And
I work for the Daily Texan as a photographer, and so I put a lot of time into my photography.
And I go to UT for Hispanic studies. And pretty much everything else that I do is music. So I do other types of music for school and stuff, like avant-garde, classical, if that makes sense.
Cool.
Does that list include pretentious films, citrus fruits, talking about nothing, and epic similes?
Yes. Yes, it does. That is on our Facebook.
Yes.
I'm probably one of the most pretentious people that you can talk about. Film, mainly. Because music, not so much. Although I have my areas, but I do listen to Britney Spears.
Hey, swag.
Not ashamed of it.
Swag. In third grade, I used to bump me some Britney Spears. Oops, I did it again. Come on.
Oh, my Lord.
But, yeah.
All right, so what song do you want to play next?
I guess we were going to play Natural.
Yeah.
Natural?
So, yeah, it's a newer song.
Okay, let's hear it. Okay.
Black Cadillac, doing dirty magazines in our swimming pool. So I wanna be, do I wanna be natural? Even if I wanted someone to love, it would never be from pillow talking. even if I wanted to taste your blood. You would never be from pillow talking. Shaking off spiders on my shoulder, from swimming in the Attic Ocean. How could I feel? How could I try? Do I wanna be? Wanna be? Wanna be? Wanna be? Do I want to be natural? Even if I wanted someone to love, you would never be from pillow talking. Even if I wanted to taste your blood, it would never be from pillow
Natural by Major Major Major. Okay, and we are going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back with Major 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 in just a second.
You are listening to Other Side Drive on KTSW San Marcos.
What's up? You're back with Other Side Drive. This is your DJ Chocolate Charlie and DJ Hales. What's up?
What's up?
We're in studio with Major Major Major. Y'all doing all right over here?
Doing great.
Yeah, we're hanging in there.
That's what my grandpa used to say, hanging in there.
I say it a lot.
It's a good saying.
Maybe I'm your grandpa.
I think it might be.
Mosef, did you get your music taste from your grandpa, or what are you influenced by, or like what?
People in my life, like real people.
And you say even musical even musical influences that make you want to do music, or like what musical artists that have you listened to?
Yeah, I would say it's contemporary stuff. Like Deer Hunter is one of my favorites. I really got back into Wipers. We were listening to that on the way here. Over the Edge, which is a classic punk album.
If you don't say David Bowie, you're a liar.
Oh, well, yeah. that's a given. David Bowie is my favorite person ever, probably.
If you could ask David Bowie anything, what would you ask him?
That's a good question. That is a really good question. It would all be songs. It would all be like, how did you write this?
Okay.
Tell me how you wrote this, because I want to write that. I mean, it's this. I think he has the greatest songs. I mean, not only does he has a does he have a great image and just message, if he has a message, whatever that message is, it's good. And but yeah, I'm more obsessed with the songwriting. I think it's just great all around.
So, what about you, Andrew?
I listen to more on the metal side of things than Adrian usually. I like two-piece metal stuff like Lightning Bolt, but that's more noise punk. And I also really like Mastodon. They're one of my favorite
Mastodon
bands. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. It blends well.
It does blend well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, right now, are y'all working on any projects or EPs? Works.
Well, since the two-piece thing is pretty different, we're pretty eager to get into the studio again. I mean, we're always wanting to get in the studio, but organizing that and with money, it's pretty difficult. But yeah, we are hopefully we're planning a tour in December right now, so we're hoping to have something by that point. So
possibly a Kickstarter or something.
We've done Kickstarter before.
We got what, $3,500, $4,000?
$4,100. Nice. Which is great. Yeah.
That's helped us significantly.
Yeah.
And do you have tour dates upcoming? Like you said, you're going to start in December. Mm-hmm. Have you already set out the tour dates and the places?
Yes, but none of them are confirmed. Not a single one of them.
Yeah.
But we're working. I mean, we're talking to people right now. But
we have two shows coming up on the 25th and the 27th of this month.
Mm-hmm. 25th is at the Parish. It's Boyfriend's homecoming show.
Cool.
And they're really great. And Waldo and the Naturals is playing. And a bunch of other good bands. And
it should be a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boyfriend's actually played for Mr. Fest, our radio festival, like last
year. Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're great. They're awesome. And then 27, the Warden Cliff for Milzo and the Noise CD release. So that should be fun. We're good friends with Milzo, and we work well with him musically, I think.
What is the craziest thing that has happened to y'all during a show?
Well, probably
Wild Frontier Fest.
Oh, that was...
Yeah.
I actually made that video and got, like, the last part of you talking about falling.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was so cool. I'm like, it was cool. Anyway,
well,
go on.
Yeah, that circumstance surrounding Wild Frontier Fest was a little stressful.
It's my birthday, and yeah. I couldn't have gone worse. But it ended up being one of the best birthdays.
Y'all
ever.
Did a really good show. Like,
yeah, thank you. That was really good. The first time that we ever played live as a two-piece, mm-hmm. and we found out we were playing as a two-piece about 10 minutes before we got on stage, so it was interesting.
It was interesting.
But we pulled it off, so. At least I hope we pulled it off.
No, y'all did great.
Yeah. It was one of those things. I think that's the great thing about being in a rock band or a punk band is that everything can go wrong, and it still can be one of the best shows you've ever played. So... I think that's kind of what makes it a good show.
And there was a time we got in the car crash before the show.
Oh, yeah.
What?
In New Orleans, yeah. We got
rear-ended hard.
Hard. This girl, this woman was just texting or something. Because, like, we were at a complete stop.
Just plowed into us.
That's actually happened to me before.
Really?
I was, like, had my license for 2 weeks. I started, like, not even my actual license.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I know how. Don't text and drive.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Yeah. Surprisingly, we didn't really... get that hurt, and none of our instruments were broken either, so
because
they were all in the back, so it could have been bad.
What was your favorite city to perform in?
Well, we haven't played a lot of cities, but probably New Orleans, even though that happened.
Yeah. New Orleans was still a blast.
Yeah, it was great.
Despite the setbacks.
We have good friends there. Sun Hotel is one of our favorite bands to play with, and they are just so amazing. We really love their music.
Where are y'all hoping to go on tour? If for like a future date, where would y'all be ideal?
Well, we haven't had a lot of tour experience, so we're going to do something kind of easy. So hopefully we can do something a little more epic over the summer. But we're going to go through New Orleans again. So
cool.
We're planning San Antonio, Houston, New Orleans, Jackson, Mississippi, Oxford, Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, and Nashville, and then... Huntsville, and then we're dropping Andrew off for Christmas.
Yeah, my parents live in Huntsville, so
we're delivering Andrew to his parents. So that's almost,
my mom.
Yeah. Hi, Andrew's mom.
Have to do a little mama shout out. That's really cool that you're doing a little tour of the South, kinda.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
do you all want to play? Do you have any more questions? Because I know you always have like your one last question.
Oh, my one last question.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Which turned into like five.
Well, I do actually have one last question. I want to ask both of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Why do y'all do music?
That's a good question. Let's start with Andrew.
The social capital. No, it's a lot of fun. I have a fun time playing at shows, and seeing Adrian's weird mind come out through his music is entertaining to me.
Is it that weird?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's really flattering. It's going to sound really pretentious, but I'm sure that most of the things that I say sound pretentious. But
like that, for instance.
Anyway, I feel like I'm a deity reincarnated. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so
I'm just somebody.
What was I going to say? Okay, sorry. I get distracted really easily, and there's a lot of stuff going on in this small, cramped place. Space. Anyway,
that's
so,
the same with me. I get distracted. I'm sure.
I love performing. Well, I love writing. I think writing is the best way to really. I mean, I don't think anyone really knows themselves. I don't know myself at all, and I feel like writing really doesn't even help, but it's somehow an outlet of some sort. And just getting people to relate to your music is a really beautiful thing. And interacting with the audience, I think, is great. And just kind of forcing them to listen to your music.
So pretty much, music is your way of expression to let people hear your voice.
I would say so. Yeah, it feels like the easiest way to do so, and I always feel like on stage, like the most comfortable that I could feel in any other circumstance. I feel like even at home, I'm like, I don't know, feel like someone's watching me or something. But on stage, for some reason, I feel like no one is watching me. It's a weird feeling.
That's crazy.
That sounds silly, but
wow, that is strange. I mostly just feel like I want to puke every time we're on.
Okay, we're gonna take one quick break, and then we'll do y'all's last song. What do y'all want to play for us?
We're gonna play "In the Caribbean," which is off our EP. Our self-titled debut EP. So.
Never change. Some things never change.